Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us here in the studios to talk about the second annual Michigan Maple Syrup Weekend, we've got from the Britt Family Pure Maple Syrup Farm, Bill Britt. How are you, Bill?
Real good, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the program. And from Ron's Pure Maple Syrup, Debbie Thomas, how are you?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show, and we're going to start things off. We were talking before we went on here that you guys have never seen weather like this, have you, for maple syrup time?
I've never seen it this cold this time of March. To get temperatures zero at night is very untypical for the middle of March.
Yeah, it really is. Now, what's that doing to maple syrup production right now?
It's running slow. It's not... hasn't broke loose yet, but we are getting a little bit.
All right. Now, is there a certain time you have to go out there to do it? Is it when the warmer part of the day? Is that how it works? How does it work to harvest maple syrup? I guess we could start there. Tell us a little bit about how that gets done.
Well, we typically tap the trees in early March, usually 1st of March, when you start having days above freezing during the day, anywhere from the mid-30s to 40, and then it'll freeze at night, typically mid-20s, and that freeze-thaw cycle will make the sap run.
All right. No, we haven't had too much of that then this year. It's been a lot of freeze and not much thaw, right?
That's exactly how it's been.
Usually
by mid-March, we're doing pretty good but with running, and this year it's just hanging on there. It doesn't want to let us go. So.
But the weather has not stopped what's going to be a great weekend for the maple syrup festivals, right?
That's right. They've set this date in advance through the whole state. The southern half of the state actually was last weekend, and then from US 10 north to the bridge is this weekend, and next weekend would be the UP.
Okay. Well, they may have some issues too, I hope there. But let's talk about what's going to be happening this weekend. Debbie, over at Ron's Pure Maple Syrup, you guys are in West Branch. What's going to be happening this weekend
for
you guys?
We're going to be offering tours of the Sugar Bush. The snow has gone down some, so we are able to get around some of it. They're going to be able to see how syrup is made, the boiling process, and we're also going to have some maple treats for them. We're going to have some maple cookies, some ice cream with maple syrup on it, some maple candies, and a few other treats. They haven't decided what all they're going to make to share with everybody. We also have coloring pages about maple syrup that the kids can color and take home with them.
Maybe some maple ice cream.
The
weather is, huh? You know, just roll some snow in it or something. Uh-huh. That might work. Bill, what's going to be happening over there in Tawa City for you guys?
Oh, I guess I look at it as a great opportunity to educate the public. And families come out, bring their kids, and we'll actually tap a tree in front of them so they can see the tapping process. Then through the woods, welcome to look at the tubing, how the vacuum works, pulling the sap out of the tree and back into the building. We'll be cooking sap. I'll save sap. Even if it's too cold to run this weekend, I'll make sure to have some to cook. Mm-hmm. We actually will serve pancakes and syrup. So if people want to come out, they can have a couple pancakes and fresh syrup. We'll have maple cream, maple candy, maple cotton candy.
All right. So a little bit of everything. So dress appropriately, right?
Dress
for the
warm.
Weather. That's right. Yeah, yes. Dress warmly for the weather, but come on out and see how this is all done. Now, what are the hours this weekend for you guys?
From 10 to 4, both Saturday and Sunday.
All right,
we'll
to
be
4.
Out there, and if they happen to come a little bit early or can't come until a little bit later, someone will be in the woods, but
all right.
Those are our hours, 10 to 4.
And now, Bill, what about over at your place?
Yeah, we'll go till 6 o'clock.
Till 6 o'clock, all right, 10 to 6, and then 10 to 4. Now, for Ron's Pure Maple Syrup over there, how do they find you? Where are you located there?
I am just off Campbell Road.
Okay.
It's you go a mile west on Peters Road from M33, and then it's just a half a mile north on Campbell Road.
All right. Now,
and we'll have signs out so they can follow the signs.
Now, what about a website? Are you guys online?
We do
at all?
Have a website. It's www.ronspuremaplesyrup.com.
All right. So I'm sure they can find their way through that too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they can also give me a call.
All right. Well, and the number is?
989-329-7069.
All right. Now, Bill, what about Brits? How do they find you guys?
Directions from Tawas would be 10 miles west of Tawas on M55, and then we're a quarter mile north on Greenwood Road. or coming from the west. We're 5 miles east of M65, M55 intersection.
All right, signs out for you too, I
There'll
would imagine.
Be signs,
yeah.
Yes.
Now, do you guys have a website too? Can they find
yes,
you online?
Okay. www.brittmaplesyrup.com.
All right. It sounds like a fun time. Now, the only ones missing today, I think last year we had the Sean Delaney and Sons out of West Branch, but they're busy too. So you guys are busy at least, even though the weather's not exactly helping you guys at
all.
Well,
there's
right?
always something to do in the woods. And
yeah.
You know, if nothing else, we're fixing tubing. The squirrels like to chew on. So.
Okay. All right. So there are some things that have to be done, even when the maple syrup isn't flowing, right?
Right.
All right. Now, how many trees do you guys have? How many trees do you tap into in order to get ready for the season? Quite a few?
Well, last year we had 3,000 taps.
3,000,
now,
wow.
That isn't necessarily all trees, because some trees have two taps and that, but... I have not heard the final count from them this year. The crew has been out there working.
Okay. Bill, how about how many trees are you going to tap?
Just over 2,000 this
year. Is that right? 2,000. All right. So it is. And then you go around and collect from each tree? Is that how it works? I mean, you mentioned tubing, but those don't all run from those trees, do they?
It actually is. All the trees are connected via tubing.
Wow.
And then we use vacuum to help pull the sap to the central spot.
All right. So that's something they'll see when they come out to tour and find out exactly. It's not just going up to a tree and sucking it out, and there you go. You got some maple syrup for your pancakes.
Exactly. It takes approximately 40 gallons of sap from the tree to make 1 gallon of syrup.
Wow. Is
so
that
it's
right?
It's a lot of cooking, a lot of boiling to reduce the water, get the water out of the sap.
All right. Now, that sap that's coming right out of the tree, does that taste anything like what the maple syrup is that we put on the pancakes or in the candy and stuff like that?
It really doesn't.
Okay.
It's only 2% sugar.
All right.
And 98% water. So that's why you have to condense it, and the boiling process condenses it down to 66% sugar to have final syrup.
Wow, okay. So maple syrup is almost like, you know, the honey and bees and all that. You know, you think of it just being, okay, you know, right off the tree and right onto your pancakes. But there's a process there, and that's what they'll learn about this weekend, won't they?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a fun time. And again, dress appropriately. Second annual Michigan Maple Syrup Weekend is taking place. And Bill Britt from Britt's Family Pure Maple Syrup there on Greenwood Road in Tawa City. And from Ron's Pure Maple Syrup, Debbie Thomas, located on Campbell Road in West Branch. We appreciate you guys stopping by today. And hopefully the weather will be great so people can come on out and enjoy a great weekend with you guys.
Yeah, there'll be lots to do.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.